This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You can join us here if you want. We'll give you the toll-free numbers and our Skype username in moments with you in studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl W. Perry is, that's you, running for president as a libertarian candidate. You announced well over, what, a year ago? When did you finally throw your hat in the ring, so to speak?
Several years ago.
Yeah, you've had this. You've been planning this for quite a while.
Yes.
You did not run in 2012. You weren't old enough at that time.
Right. I missed the constitutional eligibility by 18 days.
And you are running this year as the only true libertarian. I mean, not trying to use the true Scotsman fallacy or whatever, but it's pretty easy to determine who the true libertarian is. The true libertarian is the person who's consistent in applying the libertarian principle of non-aggression across every issue every single time.
Yes.
And what, for those who might just be tuning into Free Talk Live for the first time, is the principle of non-aggression?
Principle of non-aggression is the belief that no one has the right to initiate force for any reason, and they also cannot delegate that right to anyone else. Meaning that if I don't have the right to steal a portion of the fruits of your labor, I can't delegate that right to anyone else. So no group of people has more rights than any individual. But yet there are groups that call themselves government that claim such rights. They will say that, no, Ian, you in fact do owe us a portion of your labor because we're the government. But I and other libertarians believe that that is illegitimate and that they do not possess such right, that they are basically initiating force.
So you're running on a principled platform. The Libertarian Party was, and still is, known as the Party of Principle. But sadly, throughout the last decade and a half, basically, they have been falling away from that principle and have been nominating presidential candidates who are a shadow of some of their former presidential candidates. I got involved with the Libertarian Party back in the year 2000, right around there, when Harry Brown, who was their presidential candidate at that time, he passed away several years ago, but he was great, man. I mean, he was really a principled guy. At least my viewpoint of him was that he was very, very principled. He wrote some great books about liberty. Why Government Doesn't Work, in my opinion, is a classic. That's one that really brought me into the fold for as a libertarian, having come from a Republican household. Why Government Doesn't Work was a real eye-opening book for me. And then he wrote The Great Libertarian Offer in the year 2000. So he had one book for his 96 campaign for libertarian and a different book in his 2000 campaign. And the candidate following him, Michael Badnarik, was pretty decent, pretty, you know, principled guy, really oriented to the Constitution. And then further in 2008, everything went down the drain when the Libertarian Party nominated Bob Barr, who's a Republican, for their libertarian ticket. That was probably the lowest point for the Libertarian Party. 2012 saw them nominating former governor of New Mexico, Gary Johnson.
Republican.
Also a Republican, but more libertarian-ish than Bob Barr. But not that much more.
Ideologically, yes.
Bob Barr was a huge drug warrior for a long time, and
certainly.
Gary Johnson's sort of always been good, at least in my paying attention to him on at least the war on drugs. He's not a libertarian by any means, because in order to be a libertarian, as we were discussing, you have to embrace the non-aggression principle. And I don't know if Gary Johnson does understand the non-aggression principle.
I don't think he does. And I just want to say one thing, and I realize that this is going to sound like I'm defending Bob Barr, which I am most certainly not. But one thing that I will give Barr credit, he at least was an active member of the Libertarian Party for a couple of years before seeking the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination.
When you say he was active, what does that mean? He was paying dues or actually doing something for the Libertarian
Party? He was a member of the National Committee for a full term before he sought the presidential nomination. There's two people that are seeking...
And how he could even get on the National Committee, I don't understand that either. I mean, I think it's good that someone could change their position.
There was name recognition that definitely helped.
But he's not a libertarian. I mean, I think that it's good, and I'm glad someone can change their position, and I hope that Bob Barr actually has changed his position on the war on drugs. He sounded like he had changed his position on that. At least he went through the effort of trying to sound a little bit libertarian, but, you know... It was pretty clear that he wasn't really a libertarian.
Right, and he has since gone back to the Republican Party. He left them a couple years after his failed campaign. Wayne Allen Root, who was his running mate, has also gone back to the Republican Party.
But notorious
Gary Johnson, in 2012, he was seeking the Republican Party's nomination until about 3 months prior to the Libertarian National Convention.
Right, basically, he didn't make it through the Republican primary, so he switched over to the Libertarian.
Switched over, and then John McAfee jumped in and just joined
McAfee was involved in 2012?
No, this year.
Oh, this year. Oh,
McAfee just joined the Libertarian Party.
Wait, Gary Johnson was seeking the Republican primary again this year?
No.
Okay, you were talking about that in 2012.
That in 2012. McAfee in 2016. So you've got these people that basically are jumping into the Libertarian Party for convenience and don't really have any real commitment to the party, at least as far as I'm concerned. And there's a lot of people that feel the same way.
You know, it wouldn't really matter to me if they had commitment to the party, but if they were principled libertarians is what matters to me. Like, if John McAfee was actually a principled libertarian, and he doesn't sound like it from what he says on his campaign website. He sounded like it when he talked to Jeff Berwick on Anarchast. But if he actually was a principled libertarian, I could forgive him not being involved in the Libertarian Party, because the Libertarian Party is a shadow of its former self.
Right.
And I haven't been involved in the National Libertarian Party since I resigned in 2008 publicly.
Right, but you're also not seeking a high office within the party. And you're not seeking to represent the party.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, there's a big difference between sort of the rank and file and someone that's seeking to be the face of the party.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying, but I mean, if I came in and decided I wanted to, I mean, I'm not going to do this because I support you for president, but if I decided that now I'm interested in, you know, getting back behind the Libertarian Party, maybe they're changing their direction towards more principle, and I threw my hat into the ring after having not been active for close to a decade with the National Party, you know.
There's a lot of people that would frown upon that.
Yeah. Party adherence or whatever. Would you frown upon that?
I don't know.
If the answer's not no, then it might be yes. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. To me, it's all about, can the person represent the principles of liberty? If there's somebody who comes in, you know, if somebody comes in from the outside and throws their hat into the ring, who's a super principled, if Harry Brown comes back from the dead and throws his hat into the ring for the Libertarian Party, I would support that. Zombie Harry Brown would be better than Gary Johnson and Bob Barr.
Here's a question. Is Zombie Harry Brown's life membership still valid?
Still good.
Because if his membership's still valid, okay, yeah, that's cool. But if not, then, you know, he either needs to pay some dues or he can't seek the nomination.
There is actually, in our Onion Rotator on LRN.FM, we have the Onion Radio News that runs during some of our breaks, and there's actually a zombie Reagan clip in there that's pretty funny. It would be amusing to see a zombie presidential contest.
The consultant says you're not supposed to say break.
That's true.
We're probably also not supposed to say consultant.
Nick Gillespie, over at Reason.com, apparently conducted himself an interview with Gary Johnson, who has just announced that he is going to be seeking the Libertarian Party's nomination for president once again here in 2016.
He announced earlier today on the Neil Cavuto show, apparently.
And I got to say, from what I've seen so far, I'm pretty disturbed by his position on Muslims. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Let's just say it's not libertarian in the slightest, and we'll give you more details on what this interview was all about with Reason here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
DinoVite.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username, lrn.fm. Again, that's 855-450-3733. Ian and Daryl in the studio here. We're going to give you the details on the interview that Reason Magazine conducted with Gary Johnson, who is a nice guy. Of course, lots of politicians are nice to your face. And he's not a terrible candidate when you line him up against the Republicans and Democrats.
He would definitely be probably the best Republican.
He's the lesser of the evils. I mean, whichever Republican they end up picking, I'd say he's better than Rand Paul. So, you know, I'll give him that much. But some of the things, there's at least one point in this story that is super disturbing, and we're going to get into it here in a moment. But I also want to let you know, if you're marketing yourself, whether it's for president or whether it's your business, you got to have a business card. I mean, I understand it's the digital age and everything, but there's still something special about pushing a piece of paper into someone's hand and having them have to do something with it. The business card is still that. And they're expensive, though, in a lot of places. Not Vistaprint. In fact, they've got great quality at a great price. You really can have it all over at Vistaprint.com. In fact, we're going to give you a special offer because you're a Free Talk Live listener. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. A fantastic deal. They've got tons of layouts and design options so your card can really reflect you. You can customize it however you want. You can use their presets options to tweak it. Or if you got a preset logo, like one that you've had designed that you want to upload, you can upload all the graphics you want to it as well. Plus, you want to upgrade the quality of the card itself, thicker stock perhaps, maybe a finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. They can hook you up, and their design tool is super easy to use. I know because I used it to design the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree business card, that, you know, little palm card that that I put together. I'll have those at the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum so you can see it for yourself. Go to Vistaprint.com, use code FTL, and you'll get the special offer of 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at Vistaprint.com. So let's jump in here about Gary Johnson, who is running in a contest against several other people. He is by no means the only person running for the Libertarian Party presidential nod.
Right. There are going to be 11 people plus uncommitted on the North Carolina primary ballot, because North Carolina is one of the few states where the Libertarians get a primary.
By the government primary.
Government pays for it.
Interesting. Are you on that ballot?
I am.
What's it cost to get on there?
Nothing. Oh. Absolutely nothing.
Not bad, then.
And
Price is Right.
Well, one of the few states that the Libertarians get a primary. And also the way they do in North Carolina, they allow the party chair to send a list to the elections people saying, here's the people that we want on the ballot. And so there are 11 people, and then uncommitted is a choice on all of the primaries in North Carolina. So there's 11 people plus uncommitted.
That'll be cool because it'll give you some kind of insight. I mean, I know that Libertarians generally don't support government-funded primaries.
Right.
But if they're going to give it to you, you're going to have to take it. So
right.
It'll be interesting to see how you do in that, because you're running as
right.
a presidential candidate. And normally the Libertarians pick their candidate at the national convention. And obviously there's a certain selection of people who can attend that.
Yes.
The people who can afford to travel, the people who can afford to, you know, stay in a hotel, that kind of thing, who have the time to go and take a
right.
weekend off to go to the national convention. And that's obviously a very special group as opposed to your average Libertarians
right.
who just could show up and vote. So that'll be very interesting. When is that happening, that primary?
March 15th.
So in an exclusive interview with Reason today, Gary Johnson, the 2012 Libertarian Party presidential nominee and former two-term governor of New Mexico, confirmed he is running for the LP's nod again. In the last presidential election, Johnson and his running mate Jim Gray received, and that's, I guess, a former judge from California.
Yes.
Received about 1 million votes and 1% of the popular vote, which is the best showing by a Libertarian Party presidential ticket since Ed Clark and David Koch pulled similar numbers back in 1980. So he does deserve credit for that, too. I mean, that is something that that no Libertarian candidate has done in my lifetime. I was born in 1980, and so since that time, there has never been a million-vote Libertarian Party presidential candidate. And, you know, kudos to him for that, but libertarians who, like you and I, Daryl, actually adhere to principle, you know, we want to see people voting for libertarians because they get the ideas, because
right.
the concepts of liberty have been properly presented to people. And ultimately, that's the goal, as far as I think it should be the goal, of a libertarian campaign, whether it's at the presidential level or whether it's at a local level, is to get the word out about liberty. Look, we know whoever it is isn't going to win on the national level.
Yes.
Whether it's you, Gary Johnson, or the zombie Harry Brown. They're not – well, actually, you know, with The Walking Dead being so popular, zombie Harry Brown might actually have a shot
against Vermin Supreme, who is advocating zombie power. That would be a good debate.
It would be. It would be absolutely fascinating. But the idea is to promulgate the ideas of liberty so that eventually there can be a change in how Americans think about the issues.
Yes.
And then hopefully libertarians can genuinely win an election without having to cloak themselves in some sort of terminology that is pandering to populism or the masses in some way. Anyway, back to the story here from Nick Gillespie. So basically the libertarians, by choosing candidates like Gary Johnson, are poisoning the message in return for the perception of perhaps more votes.
Yes.
In a wide-ranging conversation, Johnson told me that one of his chief concerns is the rise of Sharia law around the world.
And the me here was not you personally,
right.
It was the
Nick
writer
Gillespie.
Nick Gillespie.
From Reason.com, and the way he believes it underwrites Islamic terrorism, which he says is a major global problem and a rising threat here in America. So already sounding like a Republican.
Yes.
A fear-mongering Republican. Surprisingly for a libertarian, Johnson, who recently resigned as the CEO of Cannabis Sativa, a marijuana marketing firm, I think they mean they wrote form, said that he would sign a bill banning the wearing of burqas in America. Let me repeat that. Gary Johnson said he would sign a bill banning the wearing of burqas in America.
Let me put that in a different way. Gary Johnson would sign something into law that tells people that they can or cannot wear a certain thing.
A piece of clothing.
He wants to restrict people's rights to dress how they choose.
It's a violation of not only the non-aggression principle, but also a violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution in at least a couple of aspects. It violates freedom of religion, number one, and it violates freedom of expression, number two.
Yes.
You should be able to wear whatever clothing you darn well choose, as long
wear
as you're on public
or
property.
Or not wear.
Right. As long as you're on public property. Or private property, where those things are allowed. So we're going to continue, though, with more with Gary Johnson, who has already proven right out of the gate that he doesn't understand the ideas of non-aggression. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and yet, ironically, he, in this photograph on the Reason Hit and Run blog, is wearing a peace symbol T-shirt. Forcing people to not wear things that they want to wear is not a peaceful act, Gary. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's our number. You can join us on the radio here also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Maybe you want to defend Gary Johnson, the not yet nominee for the Libertarian Party presidential candidate in 2016. He's going up against you, Daryl W. Perry, and he's also going up against several other people, as many as 10 or so other candidates.
Yes.
Who are going to be in the race, including John McAfee, who has thrown in recently as well. Gary Johnson saying in an interview with Nick Gillespie at Reason.com, saying that he, one of his chief concerns, mind you, chief concern for a libertarian candidate should be to implement as much liberty as quickly as possible.
Yes.
But for Gary Johnson, he's saying a chief concern is the rise of Sharia law around the world. Where exactly is Sharia law on the rise around the world? Okay, there may be some places in the Middle East where there are certain people, like, let's say, ISIS, who do want to impose their religious viewpoint on a populace.
But that's not actually Sharia law.
Well, that's true, but they might claim that it is, and other people might believe that it is. But what is Sharia law?
Well, from my understanding of Sharia law, is that Sharia is something that you have to agree to. You have to consent to be under Sharia law.
It's a set of rules for Muslims, basically.
Yes, set of rules specifically for Muslims that Muslims agree to. So it's not, you know, a set of rules that one group of Muslims enforces on everybody else. That is not Sharia. Somebody might claim that it is, but it's not. No more than if I created a set of rules that I say are completely voluntary and then I force people to abide by them. That's not voluntary if you're forcing people to do it.
Our toll-free number to join us here is 855-450-FREE. So the fact that that's a primary concern for him is a primary concern for me.
Yes.
In possibly supporting him. I can't, if he is given the Libertarian Party nod again this time around, and they don't actually nominate a principled Libertarian, I might just not vote in the national election, the national presidential election.
I'll cast a write-in vote.
For yourself?
Yes.
Our Skype username, lrn.fm. So let's go on. Sharia, he insists, was not an expression of religion but of politics, and hence many of its practices could be banned or limited without running afoul of the Constitution. Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all.
That would be like saying that Levitical law, which is something that most Jewish people will abide by, is a political thing, not a religious thing, and so therefore it can be restricted, and so then you can basically force Jewish restaurants to serve bacon.
Or force them to not wear a yarmulke or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's go to your calls. Troy is on the line listening in Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, Troy. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, Ian and Daryl. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, good. Go ahead, Troy.
Hey, anyway, I guess, you know, I mean, I really don't follow too much of this politicky stuff anyway, but...
Can't blame you.
I don't understand. I guess I don't really think it's a bad thing for banning burkas with all the trouble and things going on around the world right now.
What does trouble around the world have to do with what someone wants to wear in the United States?
Well, look what they do. They ban people from wearing things all the time. Look what they're doing in the schools now.
Who's they?
The school districts. The government.
I don't support any kind of clothing bans. Just because one government bans clothing somewhere means that it's okay by you to ban more clothing? Shouldn't we, as people who support freedom of speech and freedom of religion, be very, very angry and, you know, and frustrated and upset about this?
I agree, you know, but there has to be a line drawn in the sand at some point in time.
Why do you have to draw a line about what someone can wear?
Remember when we were going to school, okay? You know, when you're in high school and stuff, and everybody was wearing, like, the ACDC t-shirts or the smiley face where it says S happens, stuff like
yeah.
that. You know? Well, you know, I mean, so they banned that stuff, you know, because it wasn't, quote-unquote, you know, something that they wanted to wear, people having kids wearing at school. So I think a lot of this falls back to somewhat on political correctness that, you know, it's not lining up with society views.
Okay, so... That there's a difference, and I'm not defending, you know, school dress code policies at all, but there's a major difference between saying you can't wear a t-shirt to school that has profanity on it and saying if you wear a t-shirt with profanity on it in public or on your private property, you will go to jail because it is illegal.
No, I wouldn't defend it, but I'm just saying, though, I think the sand needs to be drawn in the line.
But you
people.
Are defending it. Aren't you speaking out of both sides of your mouth? I mean, you're saying I wouldn't defend it, but then saying you needed to draw a line somewhere.
There has to be a set of laws. There has to be rules.
There do not need to be rules, sir, about what you can wear on your own body. I mean, come on, this is basic freedom of expression. You do understand the First Amendment, right?
Oh, exactly. That's why when they went around the high school, the colleges here, a few weeks ago, and most people wanted to repeal it because they don't even understand what it means.
Well, here you are saying you support drawing some kind of line and preventing people from wearing the things they want to wear in public. Isn't that what you're saying, Troy?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a question for you. Aside from covering the face completely, what's the difference between a burqa and a habit that nuns wear?
I think the habits have been around for a long time, and it doesn't cover up your face.
Burkas have also been around for a long time, and I said aside from covering the face, what's the difference? Both of them are religious articles of clothing.
Correct. You went to a Catholic school, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I did. So, but I mean, I understand what you're saying there. You know, all I'm saying, though, is that I think... with everything that's going on with the Muslim religion, the violence, the Quran, and all that.
What about Well, what about the violence in the history of the Catholic Church?
Well, you know,
because you know there was a lot of violence in the history of the Catholic Church.
Guess where it all came from? It came from the Muslims when they were trying to overtake the Catholic Church. This is where it all started. You know, this is the funny part about it is this stuff started thousands and thousands of years ago. And people now all of a sudden think they're going to stop all this. No, it ain't going to happen. So you need to put laws and rules and regulations.
So you want to throw people in a jail cell because they want to wear something you don't like.
I don't think they have to be thrown in jail. You know?
What do you think is going to happen? What happens if I wear a burqa under your new rules?
I would say you'd be politely asked to remove it.
What if I say no? It's my right. It's my right to express myself. This is America.
Then I guess the court of law would have to deal with it. You know?
Well, what happens if I don't want to go to court?
At some point, there's either jail or death.
Come on, admit it. You're willing to put violence behind your threats.
Because if you get a speeding ticket and you do something stupid and you don't pay it, you know, I mean, you end up going to jail.
Troy, just go ahead and say you don't support the First Amendment. You don't support freedom of speech. You don't support freedom of religion. Go ahead, admit it.
No, I do support.
You are a liar, sir. You don't even understand that you're talking out of both sides of your mouth then. If you are one hand saying you support the First Amendment and you support freedom of speech, but on the other hand are saying ban a burqa, then you do not support freedom of speech nor freedom of religion, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, then you really need to take some time out and reflect on your own viewpoint because you are in a serious conflict with yourself. Thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, was I not being clear?
You were completely clear, and I think that where Troy's coming from is the same place that a lot of people come from, to where they support the idea of freedom of religion as long as that religion is a variant of what they believe.
Well, guess what? Being a Muslim is a variant of being a Christian. I don't know. You know, I realize most of you people out there who don't know really anything about Muslims besides what you've heard on Fox News or Rush Limbaugh or wherever else, you know, conservative clone talking heads have said to you. But go ahead. Try reading the Quran and you'll see it's got an awful lot in common with the Bible. In fact, it's based off of the Bible. Basically, the whole point of the Quran is to correct a few errors that they believe were in the Bible. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And most Muslims are peaceful and would not be going to war with anyone, Catholics or anyone else. It's Free Talk Live.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised. But hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Talking about a disturbing story about Gary Johnson, the one-time presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, has now thrown his hat back into the ring for the 2016 race. The Libertarian Party won't be picking their candidate until as late as May.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, of this year. So we got a ways to go before that's all settled. And Darrell W. Perry, you, Darrell, will be going up against Gary Johnson as well as several other candidates. You'll be bringing a principled message of liberty, and Gary Johnson apparently is going to be bringing a message of aggression against people who want to wear religious garb, specifically burkas. He says he'll sign a bill into law banning the wearing of burkas.
And he also said that this was a top priority for him.
Yeah, well, he said that further, the so-called rise of Sharia law around the world is a chief concern for him, which, of course, that can be used to fearmonger and used to grow the government and increase the size of the police state. We'll get back into or deeper into that here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com as we go to your calls and thoughts. First up, it's Glenn in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Dude, the non-aggression principle kicks ass.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
It's cute. Go ahead.
But not actually. I don't actually agree with that. But the burqa is a bad habit.
Another one.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Glenn's got jokes.
You know, I cringe when I think about like you guys defending Islam so much. Here's a little suggestion. The women don't really want to wear those. They're compelled to wear those. Okay.
They could leave.
Oh, yeah.
None of the Muslim women I know wear burqas.
Yeah, a lot of them wear hijabs. Are you talking about in those countries they're compelled to wear them?
Pretty much everywhere. And it's like, oh, they're
not if they're wearing it in the United States. They're not. They wouldn't be compelled to wear it in the United States. Although Gary Johnson might compel them to not wear it in the United States if he has his way. Which is basically the same principle, right? Before you go on here, Glenn, isn't it the same principle? Like, they're compelled to wear burqas in some countries, and in the United States, they would be compelled to not wear burqas? I mean, that's essentially the same principle, some government forcing people to do or not do something, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the compelling thing has to do with, well, the fact that it's just hideous and grotesque and stupid.
That is not a sensible statement.
Well,
it has to do with the violence of the state.
Neither one of us are advocating for forcing people to wear anything.
Did you hear about, like, the story in the news about the woman who was caned for standing in excessively close proximity to a male who was not her spouse or brother or father? You know?
Yeah, that's horrible. Yeah, there's some horrible governments around the world. So what's your point? That has nothing to do with Islam.
What does have to do with Islam? Okay, do you know how Medina came to be Medina? It used to be a Jewish community called Yathrib. And when Muhammad and his band of merry psychopaths got done killing off all the regional Jews, it eventually became Medina. And then they started picking on the peaceful villages of the, you know, Christian villages.
Yeah, that's not my understanding of what happened at all.
Yeah,
the Muslims were living peacefully side by side with the Christians and the Jews, sir.
And the pagans.
Yeah. Sorry, you just don't even know what you're talking about. Goodbye. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They lived side by side peacefully. The Muhammad taught people to only defend themselves when attacked, and further to not go after the attackers once they had turned and ran.
Let me just say this: to judge all Muslims based on the actions of some government leaders somewhere would be akin to judging all Christians based on the actions of Adolf Hitler
or Barack Obama.
Hitler claimed to be a Christian. I don't know if Obama necessarily claims to be a Christian.
All right, how about George Bush?
Yeah, George W. Bush did some horrible stuff.
Yeah,
killed a bunch of people, all in the name of freedom and America, and because Jesus was on our side, apparently. But he claimed that, you know, the war on terror is not a religious war, but he was killing people that he thought might be Muslim.
The Quran refers to Jewish people and Christians as the people of the book, and it does not have any kind of provocation towards those people. Obviously, they would like to convert those people, but the best way to convert somebody is to persuade them, not by the sword. And there was no indicator that people should be converted by the sword, because then it takes all the virtue out of the conversion.
And then isn't there a verse in the Quran that says there's no coercion in faith?
I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with it, having only read it one time.
Actually, I believe the word used is deen, which is often translated as faith, but there's not an actual translation for the word.
Let's go to Stephen. He's calling from Uruguay. Stephen. Oh, wait a minute. That's not Stephen there. That's pounding techno music.
That is some pounding techno music.
Let's try Stephen now. Hello there. We got you, Stephen.
Hey, guys. Hey.
At least he got to listen to some techno while he was on hold.
How's the summertime down there?
Oh, it's fabulous. Just got an apartment.
Congratulations.
Gary Johnson, he's been elected in the United States. He's a politician. He has a history of being elected. Don't you think he's just lying in order to get into office?
Well, he's telling the truth about wanting to ban burqas. I mean, I can't imagine he would lie about that.
Well, he's an elected politician. Like, don't they usually lie and then do something else when they're in office?
Sure, that's true. I mean, are you suggesting he's lying about other things, or that he's lying about wanting to ban burqas?
Oh, that's a good point. I would say about banning burqas, and especially about it being such an important issue to him. How is that possibly an important issue, the Sharia law around the world?
Well, that's definitely totally pandering. I mean, he's totally pandering to the Republicans with that.
Yeah, there you go.
And to anyone who's scared. But you're saying you think he's lying and that he won't actually sign a bill that would ban burqas?
Well, he is a politician. is what I'm saying.
I don't know. So, I kind of tend to believe politicians when they're talking about how they want to hurt people and aggress again.
I will say that Gary Johnson will not sign a bill banning burkas because Gary Johnson will not win the election and he will never be in the White House in the position to actually sign the
That's
bill.
True.
But do I believe that he actually would sign it if he were given the chance? I think he would.
In that case, I think he should be promoting the ideas of liberty rather than trying to get elected since he won't be elected.
Yes, that'd be nice, but he'd have to understand the ideas of liberty in order to be able to promote them. And so far, I haven't really seen much evidence of that.
Right, and Gary Johnson is probably aiming, as he did in 2012, to wind up getting a big, giant government welfare check through either matching funds or some other kind of federal handout for various campaigns.
Did he ever pay off his campaign debt from 2012?
No, he still got about $1.4 million worth of campaign debt from 2012.
Stephen, anything else you want to share?
Gross. Sounds like a loser.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Enjoy the weather. Stephen from Uruguay. Calling on Skype. Sounding great, by the way. You can do that, too. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way. Let's go to Scott on the line in California, listening to KVLI. Hello, Scott.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the radio.
I'd like to say, Ian, I am a 58-year-old gay man that has lived my whole life with the knowledge that I'm not allowed to walk around in drag. We're not allowed to wear costumes in public. It's a crime.
In California?
In California. You cannot walk around in costumes.
What about San Francisco? Yeah. I mean, San Francisco
San Francisco is a whole other world. We all know that.
Okay. Are you saying that in San Francisco these laws are not being enforced, but elsewhere they are?
That's exactly what it is. It's the same thing with their not arresting illegal aliens. You know, they're a different city. The problem is that we're not allowed to walk around in costume.
I want to clarify something, if you can. Scott, can you hang on? I'd like to bring you back here after the news and talk further. Do you have a moment for that? That was a question, Scott?
Yes. Yes.
All right, stand by. We're going to continue here, 855, 453. I know that it's illegal to wear a mask in public in California, but is it illegal to actually wear a costume? That seems unbelievable to me. It's Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.